Frisbee, brother. Battle Creek, Michigan. June 17th, 1860. Dear Brother Frisbee, as my mind has received some relief from the heavy burden which has lain upon me for those in the office, other cases have burdened my mind from which I must free myself. When I was shown that the Lord would have a shrewd manager in the office, I saw the necessity of this. Uriah's, Smith, easy manner would lead him to keep silent in many things when he ought to speak, and to suffer things to be introduced into the office which should have no place there. To save the feelings of an individual or two, he would go contrary to his own judgment. I was shown that this has been the case in regard to your writings. The Lord has not called you to write. Neither has he been pleased with the steps you have taken in preparing books. You are not qualified or competent for the work, and it has injured you. You are too easily lifted with success in preaching, and you get above the work, and then God removes his spirit from you and leaves you to labor in your own strength, and your lack of spirituality injures the cause instead of helping it. Unless you can have the Spirit of the Lord to help you, your labors are worse than thrown away. I saw you were touched and felt wrong because James has plainly told you the truth. Your mind has been laboring in trial, and wrong feelings have rankled in your breast and have had an influence on others. He told you plainly the truth. His views and brethren Andrew's and Uriah's were the same. But they would not have spoken them to you, and self rose up against James, and your mind was prejudiced against James. It was a delicate matter for anyone to touch, but James shouldered the disagreeable task, relieving Uriah and John of a burden. This, I was shown, was the great cause of dissatisfaction on the part of individuals against James. He will speak in defense of the cause and to keep it clear from rubbish. Others who have influence see it, feel it, are burdened over it, but will not venture to take the censure upon their heads. Brother White talks out plainly his feelings. Those who have been burdened are gratified, but Brother White receives the hard feelings, and influences are exerted against him for these things, and he is left to bear the censure alone. You are too easy. Do not take care upon you. Do not possess energy enough, and have too little spirit of the third message. You esteem your own ability too highly, and while preparing those books, if you had been humble, seeking earnestly for the spirit of the third message, it would have been much better for you and the cause of God. I saw that greater care should be taken than ever has been in regard to what is published in that office. A decided position must be taken, whether individuals are pleased or tried and disaffected. God is pleased with plainness of speech and frankness in all things connected with the office. The work of God must not be marred or mangled to suit any individual. You have had a very free, easy life, free from responsibility and mental anguish, and are not at all prepared to understand the position and life of care Brother White has had. God regards it, although man may be indifferent to it. I was shown that your visit to Monroe was of no benefit, but proved an injury. God did not bless your labors. Your preaching lacked the power and spirit of the message. You were not right. Ellen G. White. Please copy this and return me the original.